Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. So O.J. McDuffie's going to roll up to the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, he got to ask for some walk-up music.
Right?
I'm O.J. McDuffie.
All right, so what do you want to do? Headlines in a bit? Yeah, let me talk to OJ here because he's got a big night ahead of him. Let me give the code word first, though. Code word, time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is traffic. Traffic. Anybody in South Florida is familiar with that? Traffic. Text the word traffic right now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word traffic right now to 72881. You could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word traffic right now to 72881. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. O.J. McDuffie is a friend of the program. And he played his entire NFL career here with the Miami Dolphins. He was one of Dan Marino's favorite targets. We all know he does a podcast now called The Fish Tank, which you can download wherever you get your favorite podcast from. And it is certainly worth a subscription, which is free.
It's awesome.
Tonight, O.J. McDuffie will be inducted into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame. He is a proud resident of the 954.
Yep.
And Roberto Luongo is going in tonight. You know who else is going in tonight? It might be up your alley. Guy Harvey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's my dude.
Fisherman, yeah.
I went to the Cayman Islands with him.
Did you really?
Yep. He's like the mayor over
like
there.
Like hung with him?
Yeah, he's the mayor. I went a trip, went out there with him.
Because I've been to his hotel up in, you were up there too. I forget what city that was. It was on the Gulf Coast, I think. He's got
yes, over in
because they've got that other
Tampa,
hotel right next door with all the kids stuff.
That big and ass
the,
pink one.
Yeah. Anyway, O.J. McDuffie is with us. Hello, O.J.
What's going on, fellas?
This is a big honor tonight, right? Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's huge, man. You know what I mean? You know, living down in Broward County for most of my life, man, it's an honor to be a part of this 21st class of Hall of Fame inductees, man. And like you guys were talking about, man, it's one heck of a class.
And, Juice, I've never asked you this, man. From Ohio, went to Penn State. We all know your story. Came down to the Dolphins, balled out. Did you know you were going to stay down here? Like, as soon as you got here, when did you know you were going to be a Broward County guy for the remainder of your life?
I'm from Ohio, man.
That's what
I ain't going back there.
That's what did it? You got down here in the sun?
Well, let me tell you this. We actually played two bowl games down here, too. So think about it. My freshman year, we played a bowl game down here at the inaugural Blockbuster Bowl against Florida State. And then my senior year, we played down here again in the damn Blockbuster Bowl against Stanford. And so that happened in January. And then 3 months later, I got drafted by the Dolphins. So I'd already experienced all the sun, the water, you know, the weather, everything about it was already, you know, my cup of tea. And I was fortunate. Very fortunate to get drafted by the Dolphins. I heard that I was getting drafted by Buffalo with the next pick.
Oh.
So imagine that. If I got drafted by Buffalo, I'd still be a Broward County resident.
Never know the twists and turns life is going to give you. So what's your night? Are you you got to go to this induction ceremony soon? Because isn't it like around 5:30?
Yeah, the family's getting dressed now. We've got a few family members that came in town. A lot of my buddies, you know, of course, Kajana Carter and the guys and some guys that I coach baseball with and, you know, a lot of different guys are actually showing up. My foundation is all going to be present. And it's one heck of an honor, man, but I got so many great friends and family members, man, that are going to be a part of it, man. It's going to be exciting. But, yeah, we're starting to get dressed now.
Well,
ready to go.
Again, O.J. McDuffie, he goes into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame tonight, and Roberto Luongo is going in tonight, Guy Harvey tonight as well, Tamara James, Eddie Roger, and Jesse Vasallo It is really going to be an honor for you. And we could talk about your career and everything, but I really want to talk about the Dolphins from last night, too, because you, I mean, Crowder's told us, I mean, you live and breathe Miami Dolphins. You don't like anyone goofing around with the team and, like, you
first row of the alumni suite,
yeah.
Snapping,
when it's
cussing.
When it's game time and Crowder is over at the charcuterie table, OJ is watching the game.
Hey, Juice, you try this blue cheese? The hell with that blue cheese. What's going on with the D-line? Juice gets mad.
So I got to ask this, though, OJ, because I know you watched the game last night. I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people are stuck on that all-out blitz on 3rd and 20 with a few seconds to go in the first half. What was your take on that?
Well, you know, I only watched highlights of the game. I watched some of it. So I had my Grand Ghoul last night, my Halloween party.
Oh, that's right, at the Signature Grand.
Yeah, 2-1 Bar. But we made sure they had a TV up so, you know, we could watch the game. So when I was bouncing back and forth from the stage, I definitely, you know, caught some of the game. But I've been reading some of the quotes from Coach Flores about the blitz. You know, it's one of those situations, man, that, you know, blitzing was working early in the game for them. And if it works, we wouldn't be talking about it. You know, and it just they got caught with their pants down a little bit. And it's a tough deal. 3rd and 20, you know, all out blitz. That's zero blitz. That's I don't know, but I don't second guess a guy that held the Rams to very few points in the Super Bowl last year. So you know, if it works, we don't talk about it. But it didn't work, and now we're talking about it.
But Juice, with them zero blitzes, can you run them throughout the entire game? Because my thought and how I call it when, you know, I'm coaching, that's a sneak up on you. That's like almost a trick play on defense. You don't load up in that third down after third down, do you?
No, you can't, you know, because, you know, I mean, the coordinators on the offensive side, Pittsburgh side, you know, they see the same things, see the same trends, see the same tendencies. You also got a, you know, young quarterback that if you've seen it that many times, you know, you're at this level, you're recognizing and hit the right guy. And so, yeah, you really can't. I, you know, Kenny, I rarely see as many zero blitzes in a game. You know, usually that's a 2 or 3 time maybe in a game situation, but we seem to do it a lot, and we got caught that time.
I mean, if you were lining up as receiver and you saw that, I mean, you'd be frothing at the mouth, right?
Well, it depends. Now, I mean, in situations where they've got max protection, they can pick it up, absolutely. But if you got a hot read or if you got to break it off, you know, and you're only going to get 5 to 10 yards out of the 20, then that's a different story. But, you know, if you've seen it a bunch of times and you go max protection and you're able to block it, absolutely, you're frothing at the mouth. You're hoping the ball comes your way. All the guys on route that are on the route are hoping the ball comes their way because they got those good one-on-ones.
O.J. McDuffie is with us. We always love your opinion on, obviously, receivers. Devontae Parker has had a chance this season to kind of rewrite his narrative. Are you impressed with his season or not, you know, not what a number one should be, or yeah, he's proving himself to be at least more active. He's playing in all the games. What's your take on Devontae this season?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point, man. I think it's that, you know, Devontae is definitely starting to show himself a little bit more. It's almost like Devontae we've been waiting for. But then you got to look at the situation too, you know, opportunities that don't present themselves a lot of time, you know, not quarterbacks not being able to give them the ball or not have time to give them the ball. You know, it's always about the receivers can be as great as they want to be, man, but if the opportunity doesn't present itself as often as you like, then it's going to be tough for us to see what type of player he is. I think the best point you made, though, is that he's dressed out of the game, you know, and that's one thing that we really haven't seen from Devontae. And when he has that opportunity, he's made a few big plays. You know, we've had a couple guys put the ball on the ground, though, and that's another big issue. A team like ours can't afford, you know, mistakes like that. But I'm happy that he's been out there, and I think we do see the guy that we drafted. Now we just need to see some more of him.
And, Juice, how do you feel about them trading Drake for a 6th, maybe a 5th if the numbers work out?
Oh, man, you know what? I saw his numbers diminishing anyways, man, with Mark Walton playing well, and they love Kalen Ballage, and, you know, Drake was getting limited. When I saw Drake back on kickoffs, I said, uh-oh. You know what I mean? when you see a star running back on kickoff return, that says something right there. You know what I mean? That's it makes them expendable. You know, so I just know that, you know, we've been stockpiling picks. You know, we didn't get him as a high pick as in the first place. But so hopefully he ends up being a 5th-round pick. And that's what's been going on, man. Guys that seem to be disgruntled or not getting enough playing time, they seem like we've moved on from those guys. And, you know, Drake's just the next guy on the list.
O.J. McDuffie, I'm not going to take up much of your time because we know you're getting inducted into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame tonight. You're getting ready to go. But I was talking in the last segment. You tweeted me the picture. The Gordon Gartrell episode of The Cosby Show. That's one of the all. That's like a Mount Rushmore episode of Cosby Show, right?
Man, there were so many good ones there, but that one there is, Denise, man, she thought she had it going on, but that shirt looked hideous, man. I take pride in my being a seamster, you know. I got my own sewing machine. And
really?
And I tell you, I hooked up my wife's dress last night for the Grand Ghoul and stuff, man. But, man, Denise, she murdered that thing.
Juice.
You know what I mean? And
Juice, you sewed?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I hand stitch. I got my own sewing machine. My mom taught me
Come
that.
On, Juice.
Man, my mama taught me that. What?
Nobody knew this, Juice. You don't tell nobody this, do you? Who knew that O.J.
So
McDuffie?
If I need a pair of pants hemmed.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy right there. That's easy work right there, man.
Damn, I'm impressed.
They've got a little simple hems now. I mean, you got the iron-on hems you can use. It's just real temporary, just trying to get out for the night.
What is
you know
happening
what I mean?
Here?
To like CVS or something, get a little iron-on ones that you can that'll fill it for you. It's real simple stuff.
So, what is the most shocking thing we've ever heard from a Dolphins receiver on this show? Aronde Gadsden telling us he bought a monkey named Malik after winning a Super Bowl, or O.J. McDuffie telling us he's a seamstress
and dress.
Owns a sewing machine at his palatial estate. He sits down at the sewing machine to hem his pants or sew a dress. What's the more shocking?
With my glasses on. With my glasses on. Yeah.
Like little bifocals.
That's right. Well, I got the progressive ones now, Hog. I had bifocals before. I got progressive glasses.
This is shocking. This is unbelievable to me.
That's why he gets all the accolades, man. This man is talented.
What do you think is the most shocking bit of news there?
Actually, buying a monkey's easy. You just need the money. No, but the Jews, buying a monkey's easy. You sitting down for hours to learn how to make a dress is more impressive to me.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, I just had to put a nice little hem in it. She wanted some lighting on the bottom of it, man. So I put a little light on the bottom of it so it's, you know, dancing around the bottom of her skirt. You know, I've got a few things in my pocket, man. I got the apron I made my mom in seventh grade is one I wear for every Thanksgiving when I cook turkey, man. It's still in great shape. I got an A on that one, too.
I love the way he talks about it like a G. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the funny thing about it. He's like, oh, yeah, man, that's one of those blah, blah, blah hems. No big deal on that one.
Bro, you got to see this apron, bro.
Yeah,
this apron I made?
Apron's banging.
Put an apron off the damn chain, baby.
Oh, it is. It really is. I'll send out some pictures for you.
So people, if they want to see you, it's either the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame induction tonight or, like, Joanne Crafts and Fabric.
Damn right. Joanne is a great place to go, man. You get material really cheap. You know what I mean? They've always got everything you need. Or if you need to just get a quick fix, you know, you can run over to Walmart. And get the thing.
That's unbelievable.
That made my day.
You know, it'd be great if we did a radio bit where you actually make a Gordon Gartrell and we both wear them.
I bet Juice.
I can do it. I can make it happen. I don't know if they got enough material for Channing's big ass.
But Juice, is yours going to look like Denise's? I don't want one that looks like Denise's.
Hey, it'll be balanced, though. It won't be as off-kilted as that one was. It'll look good on your channel.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I'll make it a gator color for you.
Oh, my man.
That is crazy. O.J. McDuffie, congratulations, man. He's getting inducted tonight into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame along with Roberto Luongo, Guy Harvey, and Tamara James, Eddie Roger, and Jesse Visayo. And I'm telling you, that is an unbelievable honor. And obviously, we've all been the beneficiary of your many years down with the Miami Dolphins. And so much success and luck tonight. Have a great induction ceremony. And, you know, if you wanted to give a little shout out to your favorite radio hosts here, we wouldn't be
Yeah, I might do that. I might do that. Channing, I got you. I got you, Channing. I got you.
Oh, watch out for me. Appreciate you, Juice.
See you, OJ. Have fun tonight, man.
Thanks, fellas. Bye.
There you go, O.J. McDuffie. Yeah. I am blown away by that.
It took my breath away.
Blown away by that. I mean, that's a dying art. You want to talk about a dial tone being something? Like, sewing is a dying art form. And then you take a millionaire receiver who's going into the Hall of Fame, and he's like, yeah, sit down at the sewing machine and...
Bro, what's up? See my thimble? Huh? My thimble, man. I'm missing a thimble.
Who's been effing with my thimble? That's a crazy. Blown away by that.
I never knew.
Blown away by that.
She's just so smooth.
Right?
Like, I just, you know.
That's wild, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.